Zog de Gemara daf samach tesa mit beis. The last three words on the line. Hayodeya shu Shabbos. If someone knows that it's Shabbos, that was the Mishnah's case where it said, this was the second case in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah was Sheikhach Ika Shabbos, that a person has no inkling about Shabbos. He's chayv one chatas his whole life. We had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, it means tinik shenishba, or hikibul sef shalchach. 30 years ago, I knew about Shabbos. The second case in the Mishnah was, Yedei Ika Shabbos, I know about Shabbos. Just I come to a place and I think it's Tuesday. So, and I mechal Shabbos because I think it's Tuesday. And the week after, I think again it's Tuesday. So that's called Yedei Ika Shabbos, that's called Shigiga Shabbos. And then Yechayev every single week, one chatos, for all the malachas you do the whole Shabbos. And the third case in the Mishnah is, Yedei Ashu Shabbos, Ba'osam malachas harbe, B'Shabbos is harbe. You know it's Shabbos. So the third case is Yedei Ashu Shabbos. You know it's Shabbos. Just you never learned any halachas. That's called Shigas Melachas. Ba'osam malachas harbe, B'Shabbos is harbe. You have no inkling about the malachas. So then you chayev for every av melocha. Now every av melocha means not twice for the same av melocha, because you're not chayev behelam echod twice. But it means you chayev for every av melocha max 39 times. Zok di gemorah. Hayadeh shu Shabbos daf ayin omer aleph. Maishno reishno maishno seifo. What's the difference now between Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Melochas? What is the difference between Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Melochas? Meaning, by Shiga Shabbos, we said the halacha is that you chayev once for every Shabbos. Shiga Shabbos was the second case in the Mishnah. You chayev one chatas every week. Umayishno sefer, by the case of Shigas Melochas, we chayev every av melocha, up to 39 times. What's the difference between them? Zok de Gemara, Omar Rav Safra, the difference is, the fundamental difference is, Kan mi idea Shabbos u'poyrish, kan mi idias melochas u'poyrish. That means, if they would have told this person, in the second case, not the third case, by Shigas Shabbos, if they would have told him, it's Shabbos today, so what would he have done? Right away back off, he thinks it's Tuesday. So if they give him, all he needs to have is one reminder, it's Shabbos today. What would he do if it's Shabbos? He'll back off. So, he knows what he did, he knows what he's doing is koitza and zareya and chayrish and boirer. He knows he's doing melachas, but he thinks it's Tuesday. So he needs one reminder. It's one shkaga, shiga Shabbos. So that's why it's chayev once. That's why it's chayev once. And on what? On the iyadi of Shabbos. So that's why you bring one chatas every Shabbos. Masha'en kein, kan miyadiyas melachas upayrish. In the third case in the Mishnah, by shigas melachas, if they tell him it's Shabbos today, that doesn't, He won't change anything what he's doing, because he thinks you're allowed to be koitz on Shabbos. He doesn't know halachas. If they tell him it's Shabbos today, I know it's Shabbos today. Shabbos means you go to shul. Shabbos means you're not allowed to be moitzi. Maybe that's all he knows, but he doesn't know the other halachas. So you can tell him from today to tomorrow Shabbos, he's not going to be perish from being koitz and zareya and chayrish and all the things he does until they tell him, oh, you're not allowed to be zareya. Oh, okay, I won't be zareya. You're not allowed to be chayrish. I won't be chayrish. You're not allowed to be ma'amir. So you have to tell him each malacha. So it's 39 shkogas. That's where he brings up to 39 on every av malacha malacha. Zog de Gemara, Amalei Av Nachman, klum porish mi Shabbos elam shum malachas, veklum porish mi malachas elam shum Shabbos. They're intertwined, they're dependent on one another. If you tell him it's Shabbos today, he has to know the malachas too. If you tell him the malachas are usher, he has to know it's Shabbos too. So it's not the pshat, here you're telling him one thing, here you're telling him 39 things. At the end of the day, they're both tolu zebazeh. You can't differentiate them. So Rashi. Klum porish mi Shabbos el mishum malachas. Dechi oide Shabbos hu, hikish shechot al malachas. If you tell him it's Shabbos, now he realizes that the malachas that he's doing is usher. Veklum porish mi malacha, if you tell him the malachas is usher, klum edei idias malachas, El Mishum Shabbos, it's only because I know it's Shabbos. Dechi omule melochas ein hikir shechilas Shabbos. You have to have both. So what do you mean? Here it's one shgog and here it's 39. It's they're tali zebezeh. Shabbos on melochas is garnished and melochas on Shabbos is garnished. So why it's tali zebezeh? You need the tziruf of the Shabbos and the melochas. So at the end of the day, it's 39. Zog die Gemara, Elo, Rav Nachman, the difference between Shigas Shabbos, that Yechayiv won Chatas Abi Shabbos, and Shigas Melochas Yechayiv up to 39. Elo, Rav Nachman, Kolben, the Chayiv Rachmona, Amai, why are you Chayiv a Korban? Why are you Chayiv a Korban? We're talking about Shogi. Why are you Chayiv a Korban? Ashkoga. Yechayiv for the Shkoga. Hosom Chad Shkoga, Hochot Tuv Shkogas Haven. The difference is, here you're shoygig one time. What are you being shoygig for? You're being shoygig for Shabbos. Here, what are you being shoygig for? I'm being shoygig on Malachas. The carbon is for the Shkoga. Well, the Shkoga is once and the Shkoga is 39. That is the fundamental difference.
Not for Shabbos.
The reason of a carbon is because you were shoygig. What were you shoygig in? Here, I shoygig on one thing, Shabbos. What were you shoygig in over here? 39 melachas. So Shigas Shabbos is one carbon, Shigas throughout the whole Shabbos, every week, and Shigas melachas is 13 up to 39. Zok the Gemara about the two dots. 10 lines from the top. 8 lines from the top. Chayev al kol melacha melacha. The third case in the Mishnah was that you chayev on every melacha when there's a Shigas melachas. That means he doesn't know the halachas. He knows the Shabbos, but he doesn't know the melachas. That means you might look at Shabbos as one lav. Loi sasa kol melacha. One lav. So why would you be chayv 39 times? If you eat chalev again and again, with helem echos, without any knowledge, that chalev is also. You can eat chalev in adakin, chalev in akeres, all types of chalev, forbidden fats. You chayv one chatos. So why over here would you be chayv more than one? That's called chilek melachas. There's a chiddush din chilek melachas that the Ritva explains that you look at the melachas of Shabbos like achilas chelev adam. You don't look at it as achilas chelev chelev. Well, you might think it's one pasuk like saskom melacha. So that's why the Gemara has a kasha now. If be'etzem you look at it, you might look at it as chelev and chelev and not as chelev and dam. The kamashlon is in the pasuk. You look at it as chelev and dam. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Chiluk melachas menolon. What's the makar to look at it as chelev and dam? After all, it says loy sasakom alocha. So why are you looking at it as chelev and dam? Maybe it's one zach. It's a chelev and chelev. That's called chiluk melachas. Every melacha is separated.
If you know it's also,
that's what we're talking about. If you're shoygig, no. If you're yedi in between, you chayv. Of course, you chayv twice. Uh-huh. But if there's a helem, if you're doing behelem echod, chelev and chelev, so you chayv once, even if it's different types of chelev. One is from the keres, one is from the kai. It doesn't make a difference from where. But from the adakin, when it comes to Shabbos, the helem echod, you do 39 melachas, state in the Mishnah, you chayv 39 times. Why you chayv 39 times? It should be like chelev chelev, that you chayv one behelem echod. State in Ritva, the Gemara is going to say now why it's like chelev and dam. That's how he teaches the pasuk. Zok the Gemara, Omer Shmuel, Omer Kra, state in pasuk. There's going to be three terutzim now. Why does chiluk melachas? Three different makaris. So Shmuel is the first makar. Omer Shmuel, Omer Kra, state in pasuk. Mechalaleh Mois Yumos. Some is Mechal Shabbos, Mois Yumos. Now Mois Yumos means he dies twice. He can't die twice. Correct? So what does it mean, Mechalaleh Mois Yumos? Ripsa, HaTorah Ripsa, Mises Harbe, Achilul Echod. The Torah is Marbe, numerous Mises on one Mais Achilul. Now, that numerous Mises means... Numerous mises means that you bring numerous korbanos. But for the Gemara, it doesn't say korbanos; it says misa. Hi, b'mezit ksiv. This pasuk is talking about mechalel mois yumos that you mechal, you get misa. So it's talking about mezit. We're talking about korban means shoygig. So how is this a raya of chiluk melachas that you chayev numerous korbanos on all the different lamatas melachas? Zok the Gemara, me'ene inyan lemezit. You don't need the pasuk for mezit. The ksiv. There's already another pasuk. It says kol ha'oisa by melacha yumos. It says yumos, that if you do melacha b'meizi, you get misa. So what does it say again, mechalei mois yumos? Tineu inyan l'shoigeg. Apply this pasuk of mechalei mois yumos for shoigeg, that you chayev numerous korbanos. Min lametas melachas. So what does it say yumos for? Umay yumos? Yumas b'momoin. You get killed in your pocket. Paying a hefty sum for a korban is like a little small death. That's what money... It's a cost geld. Money, to pay money, it's very hard. So that's the yumos. Mois yumos, numerous korbanos. Zog drashi, mises harbe. Bemomen, lafushe korbanos. As a matter of fact,
is mashma that this is a chelik of the kapara. We know carbon is kapara. What's the kapara? The kapara, that instead of you, the animal's being shechted. But a chelik of the kapara is the oitzos mammon. That's why there's different karbonas, different oitzos. Birds are cheaper. This is the chelik of the kapara. The fact that you have to be moitzi mammon, this partial death of mois yumos numerous times, when it hits the pocket, it's a mois yumos, the mammon. So that's the makar. So Shmuel says the reason why there's a chilik malachas, and it's taka looked upon, like the Ritva says, like chelim and dam, because of the pasuk of mois yumos. Numerous mises. Numerous mises means numerous carbonas. Frag the Gemara. Now, the truth is, the Toitzoyes Chaim, Menachem Zemba, he declares the following Chakira. He says, this din of Chilik Melachas, now that they have a posik, there's going to be two other Turitzim too, but now that we have a Chilik Melachas, that Yechayev on numerous Melachas, is the Pshat that it's considered like Shemus Mechulakim. Every lav is a different shame. And that's where Yechayev Chilik Melachas, because of Shemus Mechulakim? Or no, we look at it like Gufin Mechulakim. Gufin Mechulakim means like different entities, different bodies, like a woman, like a boil, Shtei Noshim Nidois, Gufin Mechulakim. The same Isha Nidah Yaboil, you're not Chayev twice, Shagik, but it's the same Isha. But Gufin Mechulakim, to women you are Chayev twice. So do we look at the Lametes Melachas as Shemus Mechulakim or Gufin Mechulakim? So he says that this is going to be totally in the different drushes that we're going to have in the Gemara. One of the drushes is going to be, we learn from Havara. And Havara is a shame, a chuluk. Havara, the Torah says, the chalak yotz is going to one man, the Omar. So we see it's shame is mechulakin. He says in Nafkamina, it comes out that what do you have to be master him for? If it's shame is mechulakin, you need a hasra. The mashmoy is, of course, you need a hasra on every av melacha. That's shame is mechulakin. If it's guvud mechulakin, Then you don't dafka have to be master maybe with the shame of that av, which would be a chiddush gufim mechulakin, but it's not the word and shame is mechulakin. Akaponim, that's how he is suffix that he has legabe the din of chiluk melachis. Zok the gemara baita. So the first teretz was Shmuel mois yumos. Frag the gemara kasha v'tepke lechiluk melachis mehecha the nafka le l'reb nosen. Why does Shmuel have to find a pasuk of mois yumos and explain it that way? Learn chiluk melachis from where Reb Nosson learns chiluk melachis. The Tanya Reb Nosson Oimer. Reb Nosson says as follows. Shtet in pasuk. Lo yisivahu eish b'chomesh v'seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. It says, Yinala b'mavai eish b'chomesh v'seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. Now, we know that you can't do melach on Shabbos, so why does the Torah say, Lo yisivahu eish b'chomesh v'seichem, and enumerate specifically? It doesn't enumerate all the 39 melachas. It enumerates Lo yisivahu. Why does it have to be specify Lo yisivahu eish b'chomesh v'seichem? Matam Eloimar. Because there's another pasuk. It says, "Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas bnei Yisrael eila hadvorim." Now, eila hadvorim, and he said over there, "Sheis yom teasa melacha, teasa melacha." Now, the Gemara dashes eila hadvorim as follows: a gematria, dvorim is plural, so that's two. What are the things that Moshe Rabbeinu told Kol Yisrael? The melachas, sheis yomim. So dvorim eila hadvorim. It says in the pasuk, dvorim is two, plural. Don't say Dovet, says Dvorim. Hadvorim, the extra hay, is three. So we already have a number three. And Eile is Gematria 35. I mean 36. Lamed hay Aleph, 36. 36 plus 3 is 39. This is the Makar of Lamed Tes Melochas. Merum is in the Torah. Eile Hadvorim. Hadvorim is three. Dovar is one, Dvorim is two, Hadvorim is three, and Eila is another 36, that's 39. As Zozak Rashi, that's a limit of 39. So, Zok the Gemara says this. Eila Hadvorim, Eilu, Shloishim, V'tisha, Melochas, Shenem, L'moshim, Misinahi. Now, so these are the Lametas Melochas. Yochel, Osen, Kulam, Behelam, Echad. We're coming to explain why it says, Lois, Varu. You might think if you do all 39 Melochas, without a Yedi in between, without the knowledge, Yechayev only one chatos. Talmud Loimar, there's another pasuk. It says, Bechogish uvekotze tishbois. You're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to harvest on Shabbos. Why does it have to enumerate plowing and harvesting? You can't do melachas. Why does it, besides Lesevah, it also it's enumerated chish and ktira, tishbois. We'll see soon if it's talking about shvius or not, but akoponim it says, Bechogish uvekotze tishbois. So why does it have to say these two? So to tell me that what? Just like these two, Yechayev separately on them, so too all Lametes Melachas, Yechayev for each one separately. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Vadayin ani yoyme, al chishav al ha-katsir chayv shtayim. Maybe only chishav and katsir chayv two. Because though they're enumerated. Val kulan en chayv al achas. So maybe chayv three altogether. Charisha katsir two, and the remaining 37, another one. So you have three chatois for all 39 melachas. Charisha and katsira, the Torah enumerated, and all 37 remaining that are not enumerated, one. Talmud loymar, for that's where you need loysavaru. Talmud loymar loysavaru eish. It says loysavaru eish. Havore b'chlal hoysa. There's a klal. Something that was part of the klal, and it went, lelamed, not la'atzmoy, havore b'chlal hoysa. It was part of the klal of loysaz komalocha. V'loma yod says, why did it get enumerated separately? Just like Avor is an Av Melocha. Yichayev on its own, because the Torah says so. Av kol shu Av Melocha, chayov nalei b'fnei atzmo. So to all other Melochas, yichayev nalei b'fnei atzmo. Now, Rashi now explains what's going on over here. We started off with Lo Yisavaru. We explained Eila Advorim, which is 39. We said Chorish v'Kotzir is separate to Melamed on everything else. So Gemara says, no, maybe Chorish v'Kotzir is Chayiv too, but all 37 is one. Avdem Shed Lo Yisavaru, that the Lamed al-Kal Kula Yotza, that's Havora l'chalak Yotzes. L'chalak to teach us, just like Havora is separate and Yechayiv on its own, so to all remaining 38 Yechayiv on their own, different Chatois. So Rashi says as follows. Rashi Dima Maschil, Valkulon Achas. Valkulon Achas of Drashi, the Bechadim Melocha Kalino. All the other remaining 37 are one Melocha. Bechad Lav. Uvedovash are you Bechlal, the Yotzim Neklal. So maybe it's coming to be Melamed on others. Loyal Lamed al Atzmoy. Maybe say Chosh Vekotzer should be Melamed on all the other Melochas. We know there's a Klal called Dova Lomed. Separate. So why should you think that all 37 is one? Let Chorish V'Kotzer be Megala, that all 37 is also separate. Just like Havora is going to be at the end of the day. So Drashi, Loi Dani Nalei. Why? The rest of the 37 are Lavim. 37 Melochas are Lavim. And Uprat Be'essay. This Prat of Chorish V'Kotzer is an essay. It says in the Torah, Tishbois. So if it's an essay, you can't be melamed ala klal kula yotza, because the klal is lois asay, and the prat is essay. The ain't are nois b'chal prat. That's one teretz Rashi gives. Inami, another teretz, have a chorish v'kotzish neksum raboyin ke'echod, v'ein melamdim. It could have just said one separate. Like at the end of the day, it says havor is separate. Havor is taka melamed ala klal kula yotza, which is a lav. But chorish v'kotzer is two. Shnei k'suvin aboyin k'echad emelamdin. Kol shken shloisha k'suvin aboyin k'echad emelamdin. So why at the end of the day is it not shtayim or shloisha? Because chorish v'kotzer we use for something else. That's the Rashi's next Rashi. So Rashi, the chorish v'kotzer is used for a different rosha. Rabbi Kiva says it's for tesefe shvius, or legabe ikra bishmol linyan shabbos, machorish reshus, afkotz reshus, lamad ha-k'tzir ha-oymer sh'deich ha-shabbos. When you cut the oymer, it's deich ha-shabbos. So it's telling me only Chorish v'Kotzer d'Rishus. It's coming from a whole different limud. It's not coming to tell me that you have b'fnei atzmo achatas on its own. Because otherwise, if it would come to tell me this, then it would be shloish k'suvim emelamdim. Then not lo yisavaru with Chorish v'Kotzer can be melamed on the other melachas, on the other 36. It's only because Chorish v'Kotzer we use now for something else. Either for tesefe shvius, that is a din Chorish v'Kotzer tesefe shvius, or according to Mishmol, it's coming to tell me that only Ktsira the mitzvah is muta. Tell me Ktsira the shus is also. But the point is, what's left? One of them. Leisavaru. Leisavaru is telling me lechalek. Just like that's separate, enumerated, that it's chayev, so to all the 39 you chayev on their own. Zog the Gemara. So basically, this is not a kasha. This is the end of the kasha. Shmuel said the reason why you know everyone is separate from Mois Yumos. In fact, why is he not learning it from Reb Nosson's drasha? What's Reb Nosson's drasha? Loi Sevaru. You know 39 from Eilat Dvorim. You know Chosh V'Kotzer, which you would think it's three altogether. Then we say, no, Loi Sevaru Kamashalon, that Yechayev Mechalik on all of them, and Chosh V'Kotzer is something else. So why don't you learn from Loi Sevaru at the end of the day that it's Lechalik all the Melochas? Why do you have to learn from Mois Yumos? Enter the Gemara. Shmuel sov like Rabbi Yosi. Shmuel argues, and he doesn't hold like a Nosson that Avor is lechalak yotzes to tell me that Yechayv on its own. He holds like a Yosi. The Omer Havor lelav yotzes. There's a Yisrael Zikam Achloikas Ki Yudu and Shas is Avor lelav or lechalak. What's the reason? Havore, is it written separately? And to tell me that it's chayiv alav and not kores? Usually, yichayiv b'mezid, without asro, yichayiv kores. And with asro, yichayiv skila. Maybe the reason why it says loy sabaru to tell me you're chayiv, not chayiv kores. You're only chayiv alav. And that's what it's coming to tell me. Not lechalek to tell me that yichayiv on its own, every one of the lamates malachas. It's coming to tell me that yichayiv alav, only. The Tanya, Havol alav yotzes divig Reb Yosi, Reb Nosa noim lechalek yotzes. Zogt Rashi, lelav yotzes, she'ein chayiv on aleh kores v'skila. Rashi says yichayiv neither kores nor skila. Kesham malachas, elamash omabo, you only chayiv alav. It's mashma from this Rashi, you're not chayiv misa. Remei Simchin or Semech, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he says that Avarad is a posuk of Mechalei Mois Yumos. So Avarad chayiv misa. The only thing that Rabbi Yossi is saying is Lalav Yotzes, that you're not chayiv kores. But Avarad chayiv misa. Skili, you are going to be chayiv. You have to know how to learn up this Rashi, but he says clearly, Mechalei Mois Yumos means Avarad chayiv misa. On all the malachas. Just the kores part is telling me Lalav Yotzes and not the kores. Salkaponim, Shmuel learned Mois Yumos, that reason, and he doesn't learn from Lois Havarah, because he learns Lois Havarah for something else. He learns it Lalav and not Lechalik. Like Rabbi Yossi. In fact, tomorrow, third Kasha. And now comes the third Makar. Meanwhile, we have two Makaris. Lois Havarah is one Makar, Mois Yumos is another Makar. In fact, tomorrow, Vetepaglei, Lechalik, Lechilik Melachas, Mechad and Afkalei, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, at the end of the day, that learns Havarah Lalav. How does he know Chilik Melachas? How does he know that Yechayv 39 times? Rabbi Yossi himself, from another place. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Oimel, Va'osa me'achas mehena. It says, Va'osa me'achas mehena. This pasuk is meyuter in numerous aspects. It says, Va'osa me'achas mehena. It could have said, Va'osa achas. What is me'achas? From one. And it says, mehena. The whole world, hena is extra, and the mem is extra. So you have a few different limudim the Gemara is going to learn as follows. Pomim shchayev and achas akulon. Sometimes yichayev, one for all of them, which we called Shigigas Shabbos. Shigigas Shabbos, we have one chatos for all Shabbat, for every Shabbos. Shigigas Shabbos, for the whole Shabbos, we have one. That's Pomim Shchayovin Achas Akulon. Upomim Shchayovin, so we have a Makar for Shigigas Shabbos. It's not just a Svara. Before we said a Svara, Tais Rosh points this out, before we said a Svara, that why you chayev a carbon because of the shkoga. Well, there was one shkoga. That's why shiga shab is chayv a carbon. Here we see a makar according to this drasha. Yichayv one for all of them. Yichayv one for all of them. That's called shiga shabbos. Sometimes the Gemara is going to explain where in the pasuk we see this. Sometimes yichayv for each melacha separately. My time at Rabbi Yossi. Where do we see this in the pasuk as follows? Achas me'achas. It says me'achas. It could have said achas. So it's achas, one from another one. Heino mehena. And the Gemara explains. Achas she heino. Sometimes you have one which is numerous. The heino she achas. Achas she heino means you have one for numerous. That's Shiga Shabbos. The heino she achas, and you have numerous for one. And the Gemara explains weiter. Achas shimon me achas shame. If a person is intent to write shimon, which is Yichayv Koisev, the word Shimon. But he ended up writing just the word Shin Mem, and he stopped short. So he's Chayv also, because Shame is also forbidden to write. Shame means a name. So Yichayv for Koisev Shtei Oisev, Shame. Shame is Shimon. That's called Achas Shimon Me'achas. That's Achas Me'achas. Shame is Shimon. Daf Ayinam at Beis. Heino. What does Heino mean? Ovois. Heino is Ovois. Yichayv and Ovois. Me'heino is Toldus. So that's, you know, Ovois and Toldus. And achas shi heino, which is referring to zodan Shabbos v'shigas malachas, that shigas malachas you're chayev all 39. Achas shi heino, you chayev numerous times for one haloma. Haloma's malachas, so that's called shigas malachas. And that's from here we know shigas malachas. You want to know the makar of shigas malachas? Chiluk malachas, you know from here. Achas shi heino, that zodan Shabbos v'shigas malachas you chayev 39 times. V'heino shi achas. Is Shiga Shabbos Zodan Malachas Yichayev only one? So Akoponim, this is a Makar. So why does he learn from this place where Rabbi Yossi that learns Havar Lalav, why doesn't Shmuel, instead of Mois Yumos, learn it from here? So Gemara Shmuel, Achas Shihim, Heino, Veheni Shiachas, Lemashmalei. It's not Mashma. He doesn't learn this Mashmois to tell me that Yichayev sometimes one for many and many for one. So mainly he doesn't learn Chiluk Malachas from here. Now Tosa says over here that Shmuel achas shehena v'hena sheachas l'mashmalei is Shmuel does not hold neither of Reb Nosson nor of Reb Yossi. Neither of Reb Nosson that havara l'chalak yotzes, and neither of Reb Nosson and Emmeila that would be the makar to no chilik malachas, and neither of Reb Yossi that learns l'chalak yotzes from achas miyehena. Now the reason why he doesn't hold of neither of these two drushes of achas heina and havara l'chalak yotzes, zoktesis. What do you mean, loy mashmele hachi? What's wrong with the mashmores of achas miheino? That's a drasha, how to learn chiluk malachas. Zok Tosis, Shmuel has a Kabbalah that he doesn't hold of these two oifanim, how to learn chiluk malachas. So it comes out in Maskonis HaGemara, there are attacked three ways how to learn chiluk malachas. Shmuel learns from Mechale Mois Yumas. Mois Yumas means two einshin. Two einshin is shaykh, two karbonas. So you have numerous karbonas for one maisa. For one, not one maisa, but for different melachas, you have different karbonas. Reb Nosson learns loy sevaru. Loy sevaru is the chalak yotzes. And Reb Yossi himself, who learns havar lelav yotzes, he learns from achas mihena and hena mishiachas. Now on the first limud from Shmuel that we learned, Mechalei Mois Yumos is Chiluk Melachos. So the Gemara said, "Im ein inyan lemezid," because mezid we know already, Kolayis Melacha Yumos. So the Tanei inyan leshoygig, and Yumos means Yumos b'mamon. So Tosfos has a kasha number Aleph on the top of Ayin, v'im Toymar Lema im ein inyan lemezid mishum de'otu betreik tolek ketaltalei. Not im ein inyan lemezid because you have another posuk. Im ein inyan lemezid because he can't be killed twice. When it comes to shogeg, you can have two karbonas. But when it comes to mezid, the reason why it's ein inyan lemezid, not because there's another posuk of kolayis Melacha Yumos. That's why Mechalei Mois Yumos is not going amazed. The reason why it's not going amazed is because he can't be killed twice. Adem Zok Tosfos, that it's, you would have said that Dibra Teru Kolosha Ben Yodam. The Ilav Kra Achinev, not for the question that we have another Pasuk. So then I would say that this Pasuk is talking about Mezid, meaning Dibra Teru Kolosha Ben Yodam. But hind that you don't need it for Mezid. So Melu, we Zetzirah by Shoigig and Yechayiv and Korban on each one. In the next Tosis Bavarns, Yochol Shim Osim Kulam Behelma Echod, that you might think that Yechayev only one. So, fact Tosis, what's Pshat in the Minyan of the Kroy Bazoi? We said a whole drasha of Dvarim, Hadvarim, and Eila, which is Lamates. Eila is 36, and Dvarim is 2, and Hadvarim is a third, so 36 and 3, 39. So, why do you need this whole drasha of Dvarim, Hadvarim, if there's a Tzad said that Yechayev only one? If it's not Lechalik, so then what's the purpose of saying the Minyan of 39? Zok Tosfos v'yesh loymar, you need the minyana to tell me there are melachas that are not chashuvos. So you need the minyan to tell me which ones are the melachas to be mechayev on them. That's the cheshbon in the minyan, to know which ones are excluded and which ones are included. The melachas that are chashuvos, those are the ones that we counting towards the 39. But lo'olam etzaken al chalek. But to know what the melachas are, for that you need a minyana. Now in Shita Zabiyosi did havar l'lav yotzes. So he said, Rashi says that ein chayiv nele kors v'skila, and other achrenim Rimei Simcha and Or Sameach says that avari yechayiv misa because mechalei mois yumos. So there is a yisodistik machlokes legabed din kibui, meaning havara is burning a fire. Havara lelav yotzes kibui. So do we say that kibui extinguishing is like havara or not like havara? So be a major nafkamina. Is Rishonim, Tosfos Shonim in the Gemara in Krisis, that since Kibui is like Havara, so if Havara is a lav yotzes, so for Kibui also you would not be chayiv Koris or Koris and Skila. And the other Rishonim that learned that no, that Havara is taka not chayiv Koris and Skila, but Kibui would be chayiv. Kibui is not like Havara, so being nafkamina, like Abbe Havara the lav yotzes, as Kibui nichla on that also. Okay, we'll stop over here. The top of Daf Ayin Omid Beis by the two dots, 4 lines down.